Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, sports fans? Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by CH Insurance. Always in your corner every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc and ask about group benefits, commercial insurance, and more at chinsurance.cc. And a big thanks as well to Camillus Golf Club, Mars Motors, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, and Liverpool Physical Therapy, man. That post-op PT, shoulders, knees, back, whatever it might be, they can get you back in tip-top shape at LPT. Liverpool Physical Therapy is the official physical therapy of the ML Sports Platter right there on Old Liverpool Road if you are in and around Central New York. Liverpool Physical Therapy is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. So the Carolina Panthers are a team that I think is pretty interesting to look at, and I did their NFL draft recap and all that, but I kind of wanted to center it on Bryce Young. Everybody's forgotten about Bryce Young, right? They've forgotten about him because he was neck and neck with CJ Stroud coming out of college. Who's going to go number one? On and on it goes. The Bears make the trade. The Panthers take him. He has a horrendous year. Anybody who would have bet, though, that C.J. Stroud would have had a great year with that coaching staff, that horrendous ownership, and that offensive line, wow, good luck. I mean, if you win that bet, you're going to win all bets because Bryce Young entered a horrific situation in Carolina. Now, listen, the ownership is still extremely, extremely questionable. Dave Tepper just doesn't do it for me. But if you want reasons to feel good, if you are a Carolina fan, number one, Dave Canales. Okay? He is a guy who's extremely, extremely respected across NFL circles. He comes over after 13 years in the NFL with the Seahawks, various roles on the offensive side of the ball. He spent spent some time in Tampa as an OC offensive coordinator, right? In his lone season with the Bucs. I mean, he did great things. Great things. I mean, he made Baker Mayfield look way better on third down. Much more efficient when running to his opposite side. Mayfield set career highs in passing, completion percentage, completions, touchdowns. One of two QBs in the NFL to throw 27-plus TDs and 10 or fewer interceptions on the year. And they won a playoff game, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, this Tampa team won the division. It was a terrible division. But they got in, and they beat the Eagles. They still won a game. I mean, I think they overachieved last year. A lot of that had to do with, you know, what Dave Canales did on the offensive side of the football. And don't forget, he added even more simplicity to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, etc. He added even more route running tendencies. I mean, Mike Evans might be going to the Hall of Fame. And he added all these little wrinkles into the offense. Really special stuff. You know, he's great with running backs. He's great with scheme. He's great with, I mean, look what he did with Geno Smith, right? And hiring an offensive guy. That's the big thing. Offense, offense, offense. That's where we are as a league. So you got to feel good about that. You hired an offensive guy with an offensive mindset, an offensive approach. The first thing he thinks about is offense, offense, offense in a world that is dominated by a quarterback and dominated by offense. Okay? Period. End of discussion. Then you have Brad Idzik. He was wide receivers coach in Tampa. He's been climbing a ladder as well offensively. Spent 4 years as a member of the Seahawks coaching staff. So a lot of ladder climbing for him. Again, offense, offense, offense. So those things got to make you feel pretty good. Another thing that has to make you feel pretty good is Carolina, you know, with Bryce Young, you know, he's probably got a chip on his shoulder here, right? It's like, oh, well, yeah, CJ Stroud, you know, I was neck and neck, and I was considered better than him in college. I was at Alabama. He was at Ohio State. I had a more prolific career. Bryce Young goes to a rotten dump for football. Rotten. And has nothing around him. No support staff. No weapons. Terrible offensive line. Awful ownership. Terrible coaching. All of it. Defense is horrible, so doesn't get the ball to you as well. I mean, they're left out on the field all the time. You're getting outscored. You're getting pounded into the ground every game. I mean, come on. CJ Stroud goes to Houston. Instantly, you snap your fingers. They're a playoff team. They're the new darling. CJ Stroud is better than Bryce Young. Oh, bet Carolina wish they took CJ Stroud. There's all that going on in Bryce Young's head. Does he listen to the media? Does he listen to shows? I don't know. I'm here to tell you, though, that it's got to bother him. He's a competitor. Oh, see, we all told you Bryce Young was too short. Da, da, da. But if he had had a great year somewhere else, 5'10 wouldn't matter. He'd be the next Drew Brees. But right now, because he had a bad year in a bad place, Bryce Young has been completely forgotten. Right? Completely forgotten. The offense, the weapons, Deontay Johnson, great pickup. Xavier Leggett in the first round of the NFL draft trading with Buffalo. Great pickup. Running back room still seems to be pretty good. You know, Chuba Hubbard. They've added guys, right? Miles Sanders, Rashad Penny. And in terms of what they did in the NFL draft, which I already did their full recap, so I'm not going to, you know, dive too deep into some things, but when you look at what they did in the draft, you know, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, 6'2", 230, go up and get it, stretch the field. They drafted him to help Bryce Young. They take a running back, Jonathan Brooks, multiple skill sets, help Bryce Young. They took a tight end, Jatavion Sanders, help Bryce Young. The O-line, I don't think was great last year, as I alluded to. But could there be some potential there with some coaching? Clearly, they think it's good enough because they didn't go out and get anybody in the draft. You know, the other picks they worked on, linebacker, corner, D-tackle, linebacker. Because the defense also blew chunks last year. But they went in getting some weapons for this guy. And you're hoping that between all the different, you know, bumps along the way, that perhaps Carolina has gotten this thing right, starting with the head coach. But Bryce Young, should we really have forgotten about Bryce Young because of 1 year in a bad, rotten football place? I mean, we should know better, right? Because guys have rough first years. Peyton Manning's in the Hall of Fame. He threw a lot of picks his first year. I'm not saying Bryce Young's going to be any of these guys or go to the Hall of Fame or anything, but it's 1 year. I mean, it is a quarterback-driven league as much as it is that you can't be an elite quarterback without support. You know, they go hand in hand. ML Sports Platter, more on Bryce Young coming up in a couple of minutes. It's all brought to you here by Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and our good friends at Camillus Golf Club. Grab your membership today to Camillus Golf Club. ML Sports Platter back with you. It's all brought to you by our great friends at Bowers & Company CPAs, Rosie's Corner, Stumble & Monkey Brewing Company, and RV Source of Central New York. Buy, sell, rent, service your RV with RV Source of Central New York. Go like them and follow them on Facebook and on Instagram. RV Source of Central New York, whether you're heading to Cooperstown, the Adirondacks, you're traveling across the country, let RV Source of Central New York help you. The official RV center of the Platter is RV Source of Central New York. Do want to thank as well our pals at Elevate Fitness of Syracuse and friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families. Bryce Young has more to work with. Bryce Young should not be after, you know, a short time so far. Should not, you shouldn't give up on somebody that easily. Oh, by the way, he was the number one pick. I mean, for as much as he struggled, for as much as he did not have anything around him, okay, Bryce Young was still considered a number one pick for a reason. I mean, you don't just forget about, oh, well, he had a bad year, so he wasn't a number one pick too? You know? I mean, Hall of Famers, they might have a bad year. So does that mean that they're not going to the Hall of Fame because they had one bad year or one four-game stretch that was bad or what? I mean, come on. What was pretty impressive was despite not having really any help around him from top to bottom, players, coaches, ownership, he only threw 10 picks. Josh Allen threw 18 picks. Josh Allen, I think, could have been the MVP of the NFL last year. Bryce Young only threw 10 picks. And when you look at his entire game log and you go through a lot of this stuff, I mean, his rating was 73.7. His QBR was 33.4. Completion percentage was almost 60 for having nothing around him. Nothing. He had 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Nothing around him. He also provided 253 yards on the ground at a 6.5 clip per carry. He also had a 300-yard game and a loss to Green Bay that they easily could have won. Don't forget Carolina. They lost a 3-point game to Green Bay, a 3-point game to Tampa, a 7-point game to Tennessee, a 3-point game to the Bears. They lost an 8-point game to the Vikings. They lost a 3-point game to the Saints. And while I understand, hey, at the end of the collective day, yes, it's whether you win or you lose. There's no doubt about it. But there is somewhere in the middle, there is something to be said for the compete factor and how close you are when you're considered rock bottom in the NFL, which Carolina is right now. Carolina went 2-15 last year. If they win three of those close games, and Bryce Young has one more great game or two more great games, I don't think he's forgotten about. I think it's, well, look at his situation. Right now, completely off the radar. Right? Completely off the radar. Remember, there's something there because they beat the Texans in week 8. You know, he made some big time plays in that game. 15-13, it was low scoring, but they beat the Houston Texans. So, you know, he heard the criticism and he went out and beat CJ Stroud head to head. I mean, that has to account for something, right? I mean, you know, Houston had the lead 13-12 at the end of the third quarter, and Bryce Young let him down 15 plays, 86 yards for a game-winning field goal. I mean, there's something in there. Oh, and by the way, Adam Thielen is your number one wide receiver? Really? Yeah. So, again, I'm not saying Bryce Young's going to the friggin' Hall of Fame. I'm saying don't forget about him. Don't forget about him. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by our good friends at Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. That's welchjewelers.com. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Camillus Golf Club, Ken's Auto Detailing, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, and our terrific friends over at the Al and Angus Pub. Best Darn Angus Burger in town before and after all the big events in Central New York. Go grab the Best Darn Angus Burger in town. The Allen Angus Pub is the official pub of the Platter. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.